Yeah, I think it's AKA VH3 Alpha India. KFA AKV VH3 Alpha India. Nothing heard on Gordon, KF8 AKV Victor Alpha 3 Alpha India, Ontario, Wabitla.
N5RT Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa.
Kilo Echo 8.
Lima Alpha X-ray, testing this antenna. It just blew up in my front yard. NHWCV, NHWCV, this is KVYNE.
KVYNU, this is NHWCV. Well, hello. It sounded like it was a busy emergency response day around here. Hopefully that wasn't the case for you today. How'd we do at work?
Oh, it was bad. It was really bad today. We hardly kept up, and it was definitely busy, for sure.
Definitely got to be the warmer weather or something. I'll tell you, it's I don't know what it is. They say it seems like it's been busy. Everywhere. I've been listening even to Troy and Colossus Fire today, and they've been running calls. Like I say, probably everybody back in school, back from Labor Day, back enjoying the weather or something.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's like everybody and his brother decided to call 911 today, and then if it wasn't that, the guys on the road were finding stuff. It's like, stop it.
Yeah, that gets pretty bad when they start coming across calls. I guess it makes for a good response time, but boy, it adds to everybody's workload out there and changes dispatch's plans, I guess.
Yeah, it does. I don't like it. It's like, you know, you guys need to just close your eyes and keep driving.
Yeah, that's for certain. I guess for the patients, that's a good thing. Like I say, for them, for you guys inside, not such a good thing. But I guess it saves the phone call, I suppose, somebody answering a phone.
Yeah, that's for sure. That is for sure. How was your day today?
Not too bad here. Not too bad. Got on the roof finally and did that gutter. I've been procrastinating it. It's been so hot and it's like I better get it done. The weather's still good, so I jumped up there today and that gutter was pretty packed in the back. I got that cleaned out. The roof at least is still in decent shape. And it's good to walk on, so I'm glad for an old roof like that. We're still exploring options in that avenue.
Yeah, just be careful going up there. You don't need to fall off the roof. If you get some of them gutter tars or something like that and keep it from the leaves going in the gutters.
That's hopefully the plan if we ever put a new roof on this house and that ever comes to fruition. That's the plan, but especially across the back, maybe in the front, but definitely across the back, and that'll eliminate having to get up on the roof, but at least I got an eyeball on it. It really isn't too bad. It's, you know, transitioning and getting up there. It might not be, I have to, you know, pretty much crawl across the roof there. I don't have the greatest balance anymore, but get across it and get back on the ladder and all good and done.
Yeah, glad that's over with. Yeah, so hopefully don't have to worry about that for a little while at least. And no know I drive past, and I try to look at the roof as I'm driving past, but I've always seen some knucklehead either pulls out, puts on their brakes, or just, you know, being dumb, and so I can't get a good look at the roof.
Yeah, you got to keep your eyes definitely on that part of the road now, especially with that new pathway that goes through. Really, it had a lot of issues, or maybe a lack of education for people, because I mean, people just start out. We've almost had a couple, three accidents, just people slamming on the brakes and somebody then almost rear-ending them. I mean, the idea of the walkway pathway is a great idea. It really is. But there needs to be something a little bit better to control traffic and pedestrians. Either education or the blinking lights doesn't do it.
Yeah. I think it is education. People don't understand that it's, you know, those little shiny lights are—they're there to get people's attention, but they're not a stoplight. They're not an actual stop sign to make people stop. They're just there to say, hey, somebody's crossing, pay attention.
NAWCB, yes, I concur there. You just never know. I've watched these people, and these pedestrians, they give you a dirty look if you don't stop. Or I watch people driving by, and it's like, you know, you don't have the right of way if you step into the street. And some of these folks, they're stepping in the street. They just simply don't care. Again, it's just a lack of education, and I'll just leave it at that.
No, I get it. And people are just rude. They don't care. It's like the parking lot. You know, it's like you back out and somebody's walking behind you. It's like, hey, dude, I'm backing out. Just see that, I'm moving and I've got my, reverse lights on. It's just like people don't care. They're into themselves and, they're doing their own thing. And heaven forbid if, you mess their day up or stop them from doing whatever they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, that's for certain, Folks have a lot on their minds, but unfortunately, we live in a world where there's others out there, and sometimes, we have to put ourselves, think of another type of thing, and I think our world has lost that. Other people and other, that care and compassion for others that are out there. Just so much going on out there today in our world.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's pretty sad. I don't know what to think about it. People, when people lose the care and affection for others, they become monsters. And I think a lot of people have become monsters, and it's very evident in today's world.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. Again, a world without God, without the Bible and that. It makes it hard. We live in this world, and we can make a difference with our actions and attitudes. Even how we respond, and trying to tell myself that living these days, just do the best we can, I suppose.
Yeah, I've had to have that discussion with the kids because the kids know about yesterday's event and got some questions, you know, from them in regards to it. You know, just had to explain, hey, you know, you still got to show love, you still got to show compassion, you still got to show, you know, do what's right, even in a world that doesn't like what's right.
And that's a good teaching moment there for you. And you know, wow, it's hard to believe. You know, your kids are at a point that your older ones are at a point where they understand things that are going on, or beginning to understand, or ask the tough questions. And that's, like you say, it's a good teaching moment. And being able to live that out. You know, it's hard. You know, we've become the nation, our country, is the world has become really, a battleground against one another, rather than, you know, uniting and joining. And that just, a lot of it has become a moral issue, just leaving it at that point. But it's sad. But again, we can be that light in a lost world.
Yeah, I've seen that light set on a hill, or, you know, salt. Still gotta be there. Still gotta step up and do what's right. So, yeah, it was good. It was, the teaching moment, I guess, in it. Not the event itself, but, you know, the teaching moment, it is hard to live out. It's hard to show compassion. It's hard to show forgiveness, or, you know, to show love to somebody that hates you, or hates your beliefs, or hates your ideology, or your mindset. It's hard, but we're called to do it, and that's what's right.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, seeing that salt and light in this world today is important. And, you know, prayer goes a long way as well. I know there's been a lot of discussion in that, but you still have to love to pray for these folks, and pray for our world, and pray for our response, how we would respond as well, and show that example also.
Okay, why do you? Yep, indeed. You guys get out and enjoy the warm weather here today. It's been pretty nice from what I've heard.
NXWCB. Actually, with being on the roof, Mom was outside some, kind of guided me there on the ladder, and she kind of did some walking outside. She's been out yesterday, a few moments. We did a barbecue last night, and it's definitely, like I say, the humidity is great, and it gets warm during the day, and it's good sleeping weather at night. Of course, the daylight, the heating doesn't last as long, and so it cools down a lot quicker. But yeah, we've really been able to enjoy it. How about you guys?
We've been out and about here and there, but totally outside of that, just kind of getting stuff done here at the house, and kind of doing some errands and different things that requires us to go places. But we'll slow down here, hopefully here soon.
I getcha on that. Busy times, it seems like the calendar fills up and then it kind of slows down a little bit, and definitely get you in that regard. It's been nice not to have to do all the yard work, at least with it being dry, and I'm able to catch up on a few things. I've got another dissertation there. I think I told you just the other day for Lee, so working on that. And, you know, it's just a little bit slower pace now that we're back from Reed City. So definitely catch in that way. But hey, at least, you know, able to get caught up on things again.
Hey, that's what matters. That's what matters. Getting stuff done and being able to pace yourself, that's a good thing for sure. So, well, Dad, I am home, so I'm going to head in here and get some food and get ready for the net here in a little bit. But I appreciate the good conversation on the way north. Hopefully you guys have a good evening. Enjoy the weather. Enjoy the evening. And hopefully get to talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, indeed. Unfortunately, long weekend, but at least a quarter reduced down for you. Glad for you in that way. But yeah, enjoyed the conversation. Boy, it seems like the last couple of times, it's like, wow, it's kind of come and gone, but I definitely enjoyed it. But anyway, you enjoy your evening and enjoy dinner and relaxing and get some rest and back at it tomorrow. And like I say, hopefully we can talk to you at that time. But tell everyone hello, and thanks for the ride along. 73 is an 88 in the family. This is November 8th, Whiskey Charlie Bravo, and we are clear on your mind.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Enjoy your evening. Tell Mom we said hi. 73 and 88 to you, Mom. K-A-Y-M-U, Claire.
Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray, testing an antenna that I just tried to repair and put back on the roof. Am I getting into this machine with low power? KE8LAX looking for a signal report.
NAWRO, you are sounding great. Lima Charlie.
NAWRO, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Did a little bit of work to an antenna on top of the roof and put this FTM 300D in the office, so I was just testing it. I appreciate it. This is Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray.
Awesome, Dean. That's a good radio. I've got the FTM 150 myself, but so I presume you're going to be on the net tonight then.
That is correct. That's actually what I was trying to get it all set up for.
Sounds good. I'll clear the frequency so they can do their 15-minute check then. You have a good one, and I'll listen for you on the net. NAWRO.
KY430, testing. Anybody out there?
Yeah, get off ham radio.